A British woman is going to prison for 8.5 years over false rape allegations that three men say caused them to attempt suicide. Eleanor Williams from Cumbria was found guilty of perverting the course of justice in January. One man she accused says her lives made his life hell on earth. Another spent 73 days in prison after he was charged with rape. Social services told another man that they'd had 60 anonymous tip-offs saying he wasn't safe with his own children. Before they were revealed as lies, Eleanor Williams' claims sparked protests in her hometown of Barrow-in-Furness. She posted a Facebook photo of injuries she said were inflicted by an abuser, but prosecutors say she'd actually hit herself with a hammer.
Gemma Beale was lying the whole time, only to get her ex-girlfriend's attention. This woman told police that 15 men had raped her, but it turned out that she was a lesbian since 10. It took the police 6,000 hours investigating her claims. It only took a few years to find out she was telling a lie the entire time. She couldn't get her ex back and is now jailed for 10 years for multiple false accusations.
Gemma Beale, a 25-year-old woman from Bedfont, West London, has been sentenced to 10 years in prison for making a series of false rape and sexual assault allegations. Beale accused six men of serious sexual assault and claimed to have been raped by nine strangers over four separate incidents spanning 3 years. In July, Southwark Crown Court found her guilty of four counts of perjury and four counts of perverting the course of justice. During sentencing, Judge Nicholas Lorraine Smith described Beale as a very convincing liar who thrived on being perceived as a victim. He highlighted that her life was a construct of bogus victimhood. Prosecutor Madeleine Wolfe revealed that police spent 6,400 hours investigating Beale's false claims, costing at least £250,000, while the trial expenses amounted to £109,000.
Here's how easy it is for you to get arrested and charged with a felony for sexual assault. Let's say you go on a date with a girl and you guys consummate the relationship, and afterwards she says that it was without consent. It only takes her word to the police to have you arrested. You have to pay a bond to get out of jail. If you can't pay the bond, you'll stay in jail. A lot of people will ask me, there's no evidence, it's just her word. The truth is, her word is evidence. Imagine a jury trial. Her testimony is evidence, your testimony is evidence, and the jury would have to decide who to believe.
Despite the conviction, Beale maintains her innocence. Her lawyer, Lawrence Henderson, stated that she is considering an appeal and stands by her accusations. Beale, who remained defiant and sat with her arms crossed during sentencing, was labeled manipulative by the judge for the damage her false allegations caused. A judge described how Beale's false allegations often started as drunken attempts to gain her partner's sympathy or spark jealousy. What made the situation more disturbing was her persistence in making claims she knew were untrue, even committing perjury repeatedly. The judge warned that these false accusations, widely publicized, could make it harder for genuine victims to come forward. He emphasized the risk of guilty men walking free as a consequence of cases like this, eroding trust in the justice system. An investigation into Beale began in December 2013 after a former girlfriend revealed that a man had been wrongfully jailed due to Beale's lies about a 2010 rape. The police were already looking into another accusation by Beale, where she claimed multiple men had raped her in November 2013. As detectives reviewed four of Beale's cases, they noticed recurring discrepancies and similar patterns, raising suspicions about the truthfulness of her claims. One of her false accusations led to the wrongful conviction of Mahad Kasim, who was sentenced to 7 years in prison. After serious doubts were raised about the validity of Beale's allegations, the CPS and the defense team reviewed the case. The man she accused successfully appealed his conviction, which was overturned by the Court of Appeal in July 2015.
When we saw Amber Heard lie in court and cry and put on a dramatic performance, it gave many men flashbacks to exactly what their ex did.
I don't know how relevant all of this is to me being a great mother.
You don't know what how relevant it is using illegal drugs while you're pregnant?
Anytime somebody's going to make up false claims about you, you can almost guarantee that in their testimony in court, they're going to give a sob story. It's a story that has worked with their family, with their friends, but you have the ability to stop it in a courtroom setting. By the time we were at this point in the deposition, we had already proven that she was willing to lie about affairs, her business, drug use while pregnant, drug use while watching the kids, and drug use while operating vehicles. Any judge, any jury that sees this is going to see it as an act of manipulation and something that is quite honestly disturbing.
You don't know whether you're traumatizing these children when you hit and yell at them, do you? Whether you're putting other people's lives at risk.
In a victim impact statement, Kasim described how the false accusation affected his life. He said, "One of my goals is to be a successful businessman, to have a nice family, and be happy. I'm working on the happiness. There's a long way to go." Beale had a history of making false accusations. In July 2012, she falsely claimed that Noam Shahzad groped her in a pub and later led a group in a gang rape. She even injured herself to support the lie, claiming barbed wire was used during the assault. In 2013, she made up more allegations, accusing six other men. She said two strangers sexually assaulted her near her home, and that four others carried out another gang rape 2 months later. This case is a disturbing reminder of the damage false allegations can cause. Beale not only ruined an innocent man's life, but wasted valuable resources that could have been used to help real victims of assault. Kasim's dreams of happiness and a stable future were derailed because of one woman's lies. And let's be honest, if the genders were reversed, society would be demanding nothing less than the harshest punishment. Women like Beale should receive severe jail time, not just a slap on the wrist. False accusations don't just harm the accused. They undermine the credibility of genuine victims, making it harder for them to come forward. The fact that Beale injured herself to make her lies more convincing is sociopathic behavior, plain and simple. Men deserve better protection against these kinds of malicious attacks. The justice system needs to treat false accusers as criminals, not misguided individuals who made a mistake. It's time to start handing down sentences that match the gravity of their crimes. Only then will there be real accountability. And that's it for today on Sigma Traits. Make sure you hit that like button, smash that subscribe button, and don't forget to ring that notification bell. Support this channel through membership. You can also support through PayPal link in the description. Let us know your thoughts in the comments below. See you all tomorrow.